Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
It is hour number 2, 6 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. I'm Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Facebook Live viewers, thank you so much for being there. Biz Talk Radio streaming, John at GardenAmerica.com. Questions, comments. Better still on Facebook, as John reached out to Kathy last hour. Kathy says all is well, no fires near them, and Hank is doing well or good as well, John. So thank you, Kathy, for that. And again, you can post your questions, your comments, talk to each other right there on Facebook Live, 855-424-9825. Want to pick up the phone. It is hour two. Last hour, we talked a lot about trees, and we said this is a good time if you live in areas like San Diego, some of the warmer climates, to be planting trees. And we also heard about some good tree care things to do, some do's and don'ts last hour from Chelsea.
Yeah.
So thanks for arranging that interview, Tiger.
No problem at all.
Appreciate it.
We have a lot of things in studio to talk about. I'm gonna creep over there by John in a second, but John, tell us about what you brought in today, because I just tried one and it was pretty good.
Yeah, you need to give Brian one.
All right.
He was afraid to try one. If you're on Facebook, we're holding up, Tiger's holding up something that looks like, if you're thinking of the ornamental plant, the perennial, a Chinese lantern, except these have a seed in them, or a fruit inside them.
Just eat the whole thing?
Just eat the whole thing. How does it taste?
I think I like that.
Yeah. See?
Well, you know what it is? First of all, it's sweet, and then it turns kind of tangy.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You know, it's almost like a little tomato.
Well, really? It is almost like a little tomato. But then I got this sense of coconut.
Coconut.
I like it.
Well, it's a little tropical. The common name is Cape Gooseberry. And I think and this is the giant ground cherry. Ground cherries, the family that these are in, it's called Physalis. And this one is the large form. In Hawaii, I think they call them poha. I was going to check that to make sure that I didn't just make that name up. But I think P-O-H-A, maybe you can check that for me, Tiger, see if that's true. But anyway, they're pretty good. Because it's the giant form, they're not going to do well. You can grow ground cherries in northern climates, you know, during the summer. But the big form needs a longer growing season. So these are just ripening now, and here it is, the end of October into November, where they're ripening.
They're actually very good.
Yeah, poha, P-O-H-A.
P-O-H-A.
P-O-H-A, okay. Yeah.
So Cape Gooseberry or Giant Ground Cherry.
They're very good.
Poha. Yeah, look, and you can grow them from seed, which is really nice. I think if I'm not mistaken, I think we sold those a couple of years ago.
I think so, too, yeah, because when you brought them in, I said, those look familiar.
Yeah, trying to think of what we sold them.
We've got somebody in line. Ken is waiting. Ken's at 855-424-9825. Ken, thank you for calling back. Welcome to Saturday. How can we help you?
Yeah, I was calling about some bare-naked ladies that are starting to put out green growth leaves. Is it too late to transplant them?
It's not too late because we're going into winter, and the temperatures are going to be a lot cooler, but I would not transplant them while we're having Santa Anas.
Yeah.
And I think the winds are supposed to come up again tomorrow. Is that what you said, Tiger?
Oh, yeah, for the... up here where I'm at, it's pretty calm. The wind, there's not a lot of wind.
Where are you calling from, Ken? Where are you?
Merced.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, just watch over the next week, though, because it's not always necessarily – some people get confused where it's, you know, oh, I'm calm for the next day or two, but then a week later – that could also be a problem. So you kind of want to wait till we're out of this red flag time of
the
year.
The ideal time would have been while they were dormant, but you can still go ahead and do it now.
I have time to wait though. But even though they've started putting out leaves, it's still not too late.
No, it's not too late. They may suffer a little bit, and they may the leaves might wilt after you transplant them. But the sooner you get those transplanted, the better.
Yeah, they're kind of crowded, and I only got one of them to actually bloom this year, but there's about at least 20, 25 of them there.
Yeah, yeah, I would go ahead and do that. I was talking to Brian earlier because I have a huge clump of butterfly amaryllis that's the same type of thing. And they're just starting to put out leaves right now, so I've got to get in there and divide those. I should have probably done it two or 3 weeks ago, but... But I neglected to, so I'm going to do it probably this weekend.
Would it be a good idea for him to get an extended forecast, Tiger, as far as like the 7-day forecast, as far as things calming down?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not going to be. They're pretty tough plants.
Yeah, they're hardy.
Yeah.
They'll take a beating.
Amaryllis belladonna, which is Latin, is the same thing as Italian and probably Spanish. It means pretty lady.
Yep.
There you go.
Is that good for you, Ken?
Yeah.
Anything else while we've got you?
Yeah, I've also got this is a good time to repot my – I have orange trees and, like, miniature oranges and, like, blood oranges and lemons and things like that in pots. But there's just not enough soil in there, and they kind of suffered from the drought this year. They didn't get watered enough, and my drip watering system went out on me, so they got a little bit stressed. But they're still growing.
The one thing about repotting citrus this time of year, if in the Merced area you can have some heavy frosts, light freezes.
You've got to be careful.
And if you transplant the citrus and put new soil, you're going to get a lot of new growth, which is going to be very susceptible to freeze damage. So if you do hear on the news that we're going to get cold weather, make sure you cover them with a sheet. Or
move them under a patio.
Right. Yeah. String up some Christmas lights in there to keep it a little warm. Not the new LEDs because those don't give off any heat. So that would be the only thing to watch out for. Usually you want to transplant citrus, say, around the beginning of March. But you can do it as long as you watch the new leaves. There's also a product you can get at your local garden center called Wilt Proof or Cloud Cover.
Cloud Cover.
And that will protect the leaves against freeze.
I'm pretty sure I could hold them over until March. That's not really a problem. And then just transplant them in March.
That would be a better
That's ideal.
For citrus.
Yeah, because, like I say, they got stressed out, and they looked like they were almost dying, and I watered them, and they came back. So.
Yeah, they're hardy.
I'm just going to do the best I can, prune off the other stuff.
Yeah,
the only other thing I got is a cherry tree that I think it's got borers and everything. Is there a product that I can put around the base of it that's a systemic that'll help take care of that? It's a really old tree, though. It might be at the end of its life. It's probably over 30 years old.
Bayer makes a citrus tree drench that is a systemic.
Citrus and fruit.
Oh, no, this is a
citrus.
Cherry tree.
Citrus and fruit tree drench. So Bayer, I think it's just called citrus and fruit systemic insecticide. So that is a product that you could mix with water and then put down at the base of the tree, and the tree will absorb it.
Yeah, right by the trunk. You actually pour it right at the base of the trunk.
For a cherry, would it absorb a lot in the wintertime, though, John? I mean, would that be something that he wants to wait till?
No, I would do it this time of year.
Yeah?
It would be okay. The other thing you can do, if you want, is if you go get some orange oil and a hypodermic needle.
And the tree's about two stories tall.
Yeah, but all you have to do
is... It's going to translocate, isn't it?
Well, you just inject it into those holes, and it wicks up. That's what they use to treat termites.
Right.
And
orange
you can
oil.
Take...
Yeah.
You can take a 10-foot 2x4 and dip it in the end of orange oil, and, you know, within 10 minutes, you can smell it at the other end of the 2x4.
Yeah.
So it'll go right through the tree, and it'll kill everything there. And, of course, it's totally harmless.
Yeah.
So that's
I use that orange cleaner all the time to, like, instead of insecticide, I use it to kill wasps and things.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it'll take down a wasp nest.
If you look online, we used to recommend a product years ago called Orange TKO.
Orange TKO. It was big around these parts.
Yeah, and if you go to their website, I think it might even give you instructions on how to use it for insects, general insect control. But for borers, all you do is inject it straight. You don't have to mix it or anything and see what happens.
Hey. Yeah. All I can do is try. Right now I'm cutting back all the stuff that is obviously dead and not just changing from the fall. So,
well, Ken, thank you. We're going to take a break. If you have any more questions, be sure to hang on or call us back. We do appreciate that. We talked about a couple of issues there. Ideal time is to wait till March, and, of course, the orange oil. Okay, break time. And if you have any more questions, just like Ken did, 855-424-9825. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com, or post your question, your comment, right there on Facebook Live. Brian Main, Tiger, John Bagnasco coming back.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed.
adjustable bed.
So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And here, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. Streaming live here on Biz Talk Radio, the replay of today's show, AM 740 in Los Angeles, and of course, Facebook questions and comments as we continue.
You know, I cut back my roses, I'm trying to think now, probably 5 weeks ago, and they were roses that I had not cut back for 2 years.
You let them go?
Yeah, they were, I had some that were 10 feet tall. But anyway, now it looks like the first of spring.
Do they look, when you let roses go, do they look kind of ratty? Or it depends on the species of the rose?
Yeah, these actually looked pretty healthy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, they were full of leaves and tall and in blooming, but, you know, the blooms were 10
sure.
feet up in the air.
Yeah.
10 so any, feet.
Yeah. So anyway,
10 now, foot rose.
So now they're it looks just like spring because I cut them all back, you know, so late. They look really good. And, you know, we had the auction a few weeks ago, and I finally got all the roses mailed out to people across the country. I was surprised because wow. there were some people in Minnesota that had won roses that, you know, I offered to hold them till spring. They said, no, ship them right away. So I don't know what they're going to
well,
do.
Well, they must know what they're doing then. They must have a place to put them.
Either,
hopefully.
Either that or they have no idea what they're doing.
Right. Did you?
But you would think that since they were at a rose convention,
sure.
they did have an
right.
idea.
And you offered to hold back, and you probably explained why.
Well, they knew why.
Okay.
I mean,
and they know what they're doing.
We had some people in New York that won roses, and I'm holding back roses for them, and I think someone in either Illinois or Indiana. Nope, I take it back. It's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Not that it makes any difference. And I think the last rose that needs to go out is in my car right now, and somebody's going to meet me right after the show.
Well, that's cool.
Get rid of that one. That was Peggy Lee.
The Peggy Lee Rose.
Yeah.
Peggy Lee.
So, so far, no complaints. Everybody says the rose has arrived in pretty good condition.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
So, another thing I brought in studio today.
It's some, very nice.
Some people know them as a Christmas cactus. Hold on one second. I'm going to try to figure out if I can. No, my camera thing isn't working. But
yeah, lots not working according to our Facebook viewers.
But Christmas cactus, because they just started coming into the nursery now. I thought this was exciting. This one is a Schlumbergera.
Schlumbergera. I don't think that's Schlumbergera. I think that's Zygocactus.
Well, I was going to say, we've talked about this before, that there's two varieties. There's the
Schlumbergera
and Zygocactus.
Right.
And they bloom at different times.
Zygocactus are Thanksgiving cactus.
Yeah.
That's because everybody always wants to know why are they blooming early.
Well, right.
Because they're not Christmas cactus. Usually you don't see Christmas cactus.
At Christmas.
At any time.
No?
No, that's something that you get from your grandmother. You get a little piece and you start one and you keep it. The way you tell the difference is the leaves. Zygo cactus have pointed leaves and Schlumbergera have rounded leaves.
Uh-huh.
And all the new varieties are usually zygo cactus.
Zygo cactus.
Yeah, all the different colors. I mean, there's even gold now.
Oh, the flowers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that, I was going to say, we got in white, red, this pinkish one, a purple one. You got to look for the gold one. That's fun. That'd be a good Thanksgiving one, a gold one.
Yeah, because it would kind of match the autumn colors.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
And even though it is a true cactus, it is a tropical cactus, kind of epiphytic, so it does require more water than a regular cactus, but again, really good drainage.
And a lot of people will put these in hanging baskets and keep them, right, or in pots. Yeah. I wonder what it would even look like in the ground in the garden. Does it just flop over? And
well, again, being epiphytic,
it just needs a host, right?
They don't grow in the ground. They grow in trees and just hang over in trees. So I don't know where you would – if you put it in the ground, it would have to be in an area where perfect drainage and shade. If you put it in the sun, it's not going to do well. It'll just burn up.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
I said, oh, yeah, I'm thinking.
His mic was off, though, so it's funny because we only hear it out of the studio.
I had to clear my throat and turn the mic off, and then you made a comment, and I was agreeing with you. Like, yeah, I got lost in thought there. Turn the mic on.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, so for those of you that this time of year are going to see these begin to hit the market for this time of year, you know, as we get into the fall or into the winter.
You know, there's a tip about those. If you live in a cold area and you have your plant from last year and you have it in the house and you wonder why yours doesn't have buds on it yet, they won't bud up unless they have cool nights like cymbidiums.
Yeah.
So usually they'll put them in unheated patios until it gets really cold. If you have a covered porch that's unheated, but they do need cool nights.
And the Phalaenopsis is like that. The moth orchid, you know, people keep them inside. Sometimes they have trouble reblooming if their house is real warm. So, you know, if you move it into a cooler area, sometimes that'll help it.
Yeah. Well, cymbidiums for sure. Just are not going to bloom unless they get the cold at night. So, yeah, lots of flower buds. It looks like there's a flower bud on the end of every single leaf practically.
Yeah, and they should bloom. I mean, you know, if you get them, that's the thing too. Okay, when you go into a store, a garden center, and you see these plants, whether it's a cymbidium, phalaenopsis, the Christmas cactus, the calanchos, calanchoes, depending on how you say it. Ideally, it's kind of like an avocado. If you're going to use the avocado that day, you want to get a soft avocado.
Yeah,
so you want to get one with full blooms on it, right? Because you're bringing it home for a party or something. That's fine. You bring it home with full blooms. But if you're not going to use that avocado that day, or if you're just going to bring it home and you're trying to beautify your home with it, you want to get one with a lot of buds on it. You know, where it's not bloomed out yet, because it'll last longer for you. I mean, some of those orchids that you can buy in budded form, meaning, you know, you just have one or two flowers open, they can last months
still blooming in your
house because they just kind of slowly open up and you kind of always have these flowers. But if you buy one fully opened,
that's it.
You could be looking at a week or so, and then they all start to fall off.
So that's the trick, you know, getting one that's not fully has come to fruition yet.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the ways that you can extend those flowers, those indoor flowers during this time of year, because you had a neat article about the cornucopia in our newsletter this week, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of a, you know, you want to extend your harvest, so, you know, you want to extend all this flowering that you have inside because This is the time of year when people bring flowers inside because there's nothing else happening outside for half of the nation.
Yeah, a lot of people, right? Except a lot of cold weather and snow.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, speaking of that, on Facebook, I posted those pictures that your brother sent, John. Pictures were taken 2 weeks apart.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay, I said two, but 3 weeks. The first picture, you see a lot of color. Second picture, you see a lot of white. And you can go from there. It is break time once again. John at GardenAmerica.com. Questions, comments, Facebook Live, or pick up the phone. Call us at 855-424-9825 on this Saturday. John Bagnasco, Brian Main, and Tiger Palafox.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low-Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Right back here on Garden America Saturday. Hope your weekend is doing okay so far, or maybe more than okay. To our friends on the East Coast, we say good afternoon as we continue, 35 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. Here on Biz Talk Radio as we continue to stream and hopefully answer your questions and do what we can. We realize that Facebook's been very iffy today, so thanks for hanging in there. I know
ever since that we
said how good things are. Yeah.
Stopped our guest and everything else. Things seem to be running pretty smooth. So
last couple of weeks, flawless, and this week a few problems. But working on some other technology to make that a little better for you. So we do thank you.
Yeah.
All right, John, what you looking at? What's any? By the way, any email questions at john@gardenamerica.com?
Well, email comments.
Okay.
And this one's a question. Hello, John. Can you ask Brian if he went to the Tahiti Nui restaurant in Kauai for the famous Mai Tai?
Tahiti Nui. We did not, but we went to a luau, and I had a Mai Tai.
This was from Steve. Steve in Simi Valley wanted to know.
I know of the place, Steve. Heard about it. Did not go, but did have a Mai Tai.
There's not a lot.
Not a lot percolating, is there?
There's not a lot in Kauai compared to the other islands, right? It's more laid back.
But if you know where you're going, you can find these places. But
I haven't been there for 30 years.
It's still laid back, but it's
actually
still
maybe 45 years.
And they've tried to keep the island, you know, pretty much the way it has been. But it's more commercialized.
Kathy sent me a picture. Kathy from Neyland, California. It says, does anyone know what these are good for? They're plentiful, but hard, crunchy, and bumpy skin.
Hard, crunchy, what? Bumpy skin.
What is it?
That's what she's asking us, right?
Well, she says they're red nectar pears.
Red nectar pear?
Mm-hmm.
And she's asking if we know what they're good for?
It's like war.
Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
I was waiting for somebody to
I know.
Get in there on that. Yeah.
I think, I don't know, she's calling them red nectar pears, and I don't know if red nectar is a variety of pear.
Or prickly pear from a cactus.
No, these are pears here.
Oh, they're actual pears?
Take a look at that picture, yeah.
Oh, they are actual pears.
Right.
Well, I was confused. You said
let me ask you this. What are they good for?
Yeah.
Well,
pears are good for eating.
Hard, bumpy skin.
Sometimes a pear doesn't look good, but is delicious. Like, I remember it was years before I would ever try a Bosque pear, because you look at a Bartlett, it's got a nice smooth skin, and mm-hmm. they're soft, and the Bosque always has that russeting on the skin.
Yeah.
But they're like the best pears you could possibly eat. It's like biting into pure sugar.
Wow.
It's really, really good. You eat Bosque pears, don't you?
No.
See?
I didn't even know they existed. Is that something
you
can get
pears?
Do
you eat pears?
Yeah, the regular, what, Bartlett, or what is it?
Or do you eat red or green ones?
Green ones.
You could have eaten, like, you ever eat the ones with a brown skin or no?
It's been a while.
That'd be a Bosque.
Would this be something Trader Joe's would sell?
You get them at any supermarket.
Oh, so they're common.
Yeah, they're very, that's what I'm saying.
One of the most common, but people don't buy them just because of the way they look.
So are we looking for red skin or brown skin?
No,
it's brown.
Brown.
Okay, so brown.
And if you feel it, it feels a little rough on the outside. Okay. It's not smooth. It doesn't have a smooth, soft skin like a
I'll be at the store today.
Not like a cat's tongue, but it's rough.
But close.
Yeah. And what you want to do is make sure they're ripe. When they're hard, don't try to.
So how do you know when they're ripe then?
Well, just like a regular pear. You know, you can tell if a Bartlett pear is not ripe. It's just hard.
Too hard. Hard as a rock. Okay.
Yeah, but I think you'll be shocked at how good it tastes. It really, really is good.
When's the last time you had one?
This is a trick question.
30 years ago.
No, I used to get them all the time. Not last year and a half, haven't had any.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. The taste, that whole taste thing.
Right. But as I remember, you'll really like it.
And the name again is?
Bosc, B-O-S-C.
Bosc, okay.
Yes. Don't confuse it with Bosco, because that's completely different.
Or Bosch, the equipment. Don't confuse it with that as well.
B-O-S-C-H.
C-H, yeah.
Or Hieronymus Bosch. Do you remember Hieronymus Bosch? He was a, I think it was a Renaissance painter. Might have been a little bit later than Renaissance. And he would paint the weird paintings where, you know, there'd be a whole scene, but it would be like a stomach opened up. And a little ladder going up into the stomach and people.
Yes, that's him?
That's Hieronymus Bosch.
Hieronymus Bosch. Right. Now, I have seen those pictures.
Yeah. In the early 70s, remember there were a lot of weird movies that came out in the early 70s, late 60s?
Say like A Clockwork Orange, things like that?
Right, those kind of things, yeah. Okay. There was a movie called Can Hieronymus Bosch Ever Forget Mercy Hump and Find True Happiness?
How do you get that on the marquee?
Yeah, you need to only have billboard advertisements for that one.
Right?
And you know, I've never seen that movie on TV.
No, I don't think I've ever seen it either.
Because they can't fit the title in the TV guide.
It was pretty risque for the time. Back then, they were pushing boundaries. Do you remember that?
Oh, of course.
They would always, you know, they would have gratuitous nudity or something.
Frontal nudity in the 70s.
Just because they wanted to.
Sure, of course. Shock value.
Right. Yeah, I remember the first time the violence came out was in Bonnie and Clyde. Where
67, that movie. It was Warren Beatty and
Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway, thank you.
Yeah, but the scene where they were killed at the end, it just, people would walk out of the theater and just be stunned.
Right.
I mean, there was total silence.
Yeah.
Because you'd never seen anything like that.
Exactly.
That realistic.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah. Is that the one where at the end where the car gets all shot up and then it just slowly stops in front of everyone kind of a thing?
And you can go on YouTube and you can see the real footage, the real pictures.
Yeah.
I think a bunch of the sheriffs and the police were standing around the car afterwards. I mean, they unloaded on that car. They unloaded. Definitely. Whoa. But yeah, that was a good movie. I think it was Academy Award winning movie, or at least some of the actors up for some Oscars?
I don't remember, to be sure. What is, Kathy posted a comment that said.
They have chickens.
Who has chickens?
Oh, she's talking about Kauai. I'll bet you.
Oh, wild chickens. Yeah. They were everywhere, right?
Oh, they're everywhere. From the city to neighborhoods to the outback. They are everywhere, along with feral cats.
I thought the outback was in Australia.
Well, you know what I mean. You go out into the.
Into the bush, the back 40. The bush is Australia also.
I know. Everything's Australia this morning, no matter what I say. They got feral cats and roosters everywhere.
Oh, wouldn't the cats eat the chickens?
No.
No way.
No, they've got the whole thing worked out. That they've had hundreds of years.
There's a hierarchy. They have meetings.
No, there's no mongoose in Kauai, right? They're only in Maui?
That I don't know. I don't think there are any snakes on the Hawaiian Islands either.
Well, I thought there was a snake. Wasn't it snakes? Or what did they bring the mongoose in to eat?
And just on that one island, right?
Just on that one island. They brought the mongoose in to control something. But then they found out that one was diurnal and the other was nocturnal. And they never met each other. So it didn't work.
Right.
But the mongoose ended up breeding and spreading themselves all over the island. They're kind of cute. They look a little bit like a weasel or something.
Yeah, a little mongoose.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your miniature hedgehog?
Did you ever get? I think we would know.
No, you with John, he'll say, you know what?
Oh, by the way.
I've had this mongoose for a month. I didn't tell you. Or my little hedgehog or whatever it is.
I can't take care of any animals right now, not till I move into my new house.
You're like in limbo, aren't you?
Yeah, there's just too much going on. But once we move, I plan on getting a few animals. My son wants to get miniature cows.
No, I've never seen a miniature cow. How miniature are we talking?
Like about the size of maybe a Labrador.
Have you ever seen a miniature cow?
No.
No.
Really?
Seriously?
Have you ever seen a purple cow?
Are you sure you're talking about, isn't this on a baby cow?
No, those are called calves.
That's on your leg.
I used to work those out. No, they're mini cows.
And they give you little mini milk?
You know, like the little kids' milks they get at the lunch line.
So he wants you to get cows, and you're probably going to get roosters or chickens, aren't you?
The reason I would like to get chickens, the reason I'm thinking against the miniature cows is, I'll have to research this before we would get any, but I thought I read you had to milk them twice a day.
Yeah,
and
work.
I don't want to be, you know, following cows around twice a day.
You've been milking the public for years. What's the difference? We're going to take a break and come back. It's our final segment here on Garden America. I'm Brian Mayne. He's John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, streaming live on Biz Talk Radio and hopefully in your local market. Whatever's going on today, we hope you're having a good day. Thank you so much. Our thoughts and prayers to those people in affected areas here in California.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info. Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to fertilome.com for more information.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters.
We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. Thank you for tuning in. We posted the new podcast, which is up and running. If you have the iHeartRadio app or you have our newsletter, just click the link, and that'll take you right to our podcast. And last week we did one on, boy, I forgot already. It was fall planting?
No.
I believe, what was last week? That was 2 weeks ago. Gosh, I just can't. Yeah, anyway, you know what? If you have the iHeart app or have the newsletter, click the link, and you'll see them all there in order. But
Was it the planting zones? Yes, it was.
Yeah, zones. Okay.
I like that
Very good.
John just rolled his eyes and he was gone. I like that one.
Well, even Brian couldn't remember. He zoned out.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. So anyway, that's our podcast, which is one topic, one subject, and we try to dive deep and give you more detail on that.
Hey, you know, our listeners are so smart.
They are.
And Carolyn followed up on our story about the mongooses or mongeese.
Geese, yes. And what did she have to say, John?
In Kauai. And she said they were brought in to control the rats. And since the mongoose are up during the day and the rats are up at night, it didn't work.
Yep.
So now you have both rats and mongoose.
Got to think about the big picture there.
Gosh, right? You know, there's rats everywhere, though. Probably within 100 feet of you or less, wherever you are. At any given time.
That was the problem with kiwis and why there's no more kiwis in New Zealand.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell us the kiwi story, because I like kiwis.
Well, the rats, you know, ended up, there were no mammals that were native to New Zealand. So when rats infested the island, there were a lot of birds that, since they had no predators, that would lay their eggs on the ground and be on the ground. And a lot of them were flightless, and the rats just decimated them. So now there's a few islands that are rat-free off the coast of New Zealand, and that's where most of the kiwis are.
And they're trying to bring their population back up again, I would imagine.
Right, right. There's a few, I think there's probably a few spots on the North Island. I don't know about the South Island where they still have them, but, you know, they have to be really protected. They also had a flightless parrot,
really?
I recall. Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, they still have it.
Isn't it funny how some creatures, throughout all of evolution, you've got these creatures that have been able to survive and withstand and kind of, you know, go forward in life, right? But then there's creatures like the panda bear or the least tern. And through all their trial, the snowy plover is a bird here in San Diego County that is protected. It lays its eggs on the beach near the wash, where the tide line comes up.
So where the sand gets wet.
Yeah, well, near it. Okay. And so during a storm or high tide, all the eggs get washed away. And like it's
population
funny.
Control.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, you know, there's those creatures, like you're just saying, like the kiwi, you know, it didn't learn to hide its
it had
eggs.
No reason to.
Well,
yeah.
It had no reason for, but right. Eventually you would think it would be like, I'm gonna hide my eggs.
Would figure it out.
You know, and you know, panda bear, like, I mean, it's just lived in a protected forest forever, and it didn't have a lot of predators and things, so it never learned to kind of fight or anything. And then people, you know, came in, and, you know, reason why pandas, I think, are because of people and expansion of civilization.
Just loss of habitat.
You know, but
I would say most extinctions come from loss of habitat.
Loss of habitat.
But then there's these creatures that have just didn't protect themselves or – you know, didn't reproduce more. It's kind of funny.
What's the other bird? Not the kiwi. Dodo. What happened to the dodo bird? There you go. There's one for you. Look at the look on his face.
Dodos were clubbed to death.
Yeah.
They were flightless. And on one of those islands, like the Galapagos, where the animals had no fear of man, and the sailors, just when they arrived on the island, just clubbed them all and ate them.
That's terrible. I'm sorry I brought that up.
They might have done it for fun, too.
Yeah, it was a dodo-looking thing.
That's terrible.
When the dodo was first discovered, too, it was brought back to England, I guess, and people thought that it wasn't real, that somebody had just, you know...
taxidermied two things together.
Right.
What else do you know about birds in New Zealand?
Well, the largest bird in the world was the moa, which was, I think, like double the size of an ostrich.
Also flightless, I believe?
Also flightless. Yes. And why would you need to fly if you're that big? Mm-hmm. And they're extinct now. I think I don't know if they know for sure whether the Maoris were involved in their extinction or they were actually extinct before the Maoris. Hard to say. But they have found caves in New Zealand with the...
remains?
Remains. Hmm. Of the moa.
The moa.
The moa.
They're extinct, so there ain't no moa. Ain't no moa.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know what? Don't worry, folks. Only a couple of minutes to go here, and then we can pull this train into the station.
You're going to take some of these Cape gooseberries to Dana and let her try one?
Yeah, you know what? I think I will. They're good enough.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm happy I brought you something that you deem good enough.
Well, you know what? The thing is, you look at that and you think, what? If you didn't know there was something inside it.
It's a little surprise.
It's a little Easter egg is what it is, a little surprise, yes. Yeah. But you wouldn't think to tear that open, and it does look like one of those lanterns.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, the florists sell those, right, for dried arrangements. Mm-hmm. You'll see those sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I also saw I guess it's because of the time of the year, but I think it was in Albertsons. You know, they've got the cut flower department, and they had those little mini pumpkins. And people don't realize those are eggplant, but they look just like little miniature pumpkins on a stick.
And they're on a stick, too, so it's kind of cool that they hang that way. And even on the one stick, you'll have an orange and yellowish one, and it kind of gives you cool colors. Yeah, those are fun.
I was trying to think of, what do I have at home? Oh, I noticed that our friend Becky from France had joined the Facebook, and she sent us a rose that was supposed to be, it was found in China, was called 5 yuan, and yuan is the currency from China, right? So it'd be like 5 cents or $5 or something.
Right.
And it's a rose that I don't know what's happened to the one that she sent us, because it's nothing like what it's supposed to look like. It's a single flowering, but it opens up a pink and then changes to a dark red.
Wow.
It's really, really unique.
Great.
Or vice versa. I can't remember how that goes, but hey, I'll send you guys some pictures.
That is going to do it. Thank you so much. Those that hung in there on Facebook, we finally got that situated, organized. All the good folks at BizTalk Radio. Have yourself a great rest of the day, rest of the weekend, and again, thoughts and prayers to those people in California, those affected fire areas.
And Brian, veterans.
You betcha. Veterans, too, for Veterans Day tomorrow. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online,